Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It's National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob too deadly. All right, now CEQ champions, healthy start for First Nation infants with baby food range overhaul. Not-for-profit remote store operator, Community Enterprise Queensland, CEQ, has reaffirmed its commitment to the health and well-being of children and families in remote First Nations communities with a major update to its infant and toddler food range across all stores. Look, fantastic news there. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Melinda Hammond, our CEO, Nutrition and Health Manager. And we have Melinda on the line. Melinda, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Melinda?
I'm based in Goomai in Cairns.
Okay.
I'm calling, yeah.
Well, you could have came over to the office. Good, we're in Cairns.
I know, I'm just around the corner.
Put the kettle on. Well, good to be yarning with you. So, first of all, let's start with you. Who's Melinda Hammond?
I'm the Nutrition and Health Manager at CEQ, Community Enterprise Queensland.
All right, fantastic. So this is great news. CQ Champions Healthy Start for First Nation Infants with baby food range overhaul. So, look, that's a beautiful fresh start for our young ones, our babies, which builds a nice strong foundation for the future. So tell us about their very first bite, you could say.
Well, look, as you say, it's that's a healthy start in life. Mm. Actually starts with good nutrition, and it's the foundation for lifelong health. And so that's really why our board has made it a priority for us to focus on supporting babies' health and development as a top priority. So that's something we're taking really seriously.
Yes.
And one step toward this is making changes to the baby food range that we stock in our 27 food retail outlets in our remote communities that we service. So yeah, it's been it's really about giving parents better options and cutting through some of the confusion on the shelves. It's actually really tricky buying in supermarkets these days.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on, and it's quite confusing for parents.
So we're talking about educating the staff with the new products that are sitting on the shelves to educate the parents or the consumers, yeah?
Yeah, we're doing a bit of both. Mm. So what we've done is we've updated the range, so switched out some of the products that were very high in sugar and less nutritious, and we've put more products in that are more, well, we talk about iron-rich in meat-based products and iron-fortified cereals and the veggie-based options.
Mm.
So we've actually reduced the number of unhealthy, increased the number of healthy, and we're prioritising, we're making the healthy cheaper and presenting them to customers and making them more obvious. So we're working with our team members on relaying the shelves and making the healthy ones prominent.
So the food that we did have in there before, like you said, there's more focus on the nutritional side of things and the cost side of things, and like I said, to set that that foundation for an infant's life to the future. Yeah,
that's right. Mm. And I mean, it's really, it's an industry issue at the moment, and we've actually used our colleagues at Food for Health Alliance. They have, we've used one of their bylines or advocacy lines, babies are sweet enough in our messaging the store, because they are advocating for government to have tighter standards on commercial baby foods.
Sure.
Because at the moment, it might surprise people, but there's all these harmful sugars that are allowed to be added to our baby's food. Mm. And people don't think they're buying sugar, but it's hidden and it's written on the label as fruit concentrate or corn syrup.
Yeah, they word it wrong. They word it differently, so it's disguised,
yes,
as you said.
Do.
Yes,
yes. And there's 60 names for sugar in ingredients. So we've tried to take some of that confusion and made some of those supported our customers by selecting the better ones, because we have a team of nutritionists here, and we're promoting those because they're better choices.
Exactly. So that in itself then sheds light on the so-called 60-odd names hiding the word sugar, so to speak. The government need to be educated on this as well. I mean, it's deceiving, isn't it?
Mm, and I think that's what the Food for Health Alliance, they're advocating to have more national regulation and more transparency on the labels so that the labels actually state what's really in there and don't suggest that it's a healthy option, and then when you actually read the ingredients, there are four different types of sugar in there. Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, go on.
I just say congratulations and hats off to CEQ and acronym, that's a Community Enterprise Queensland?
Queensland, yes,
sure.
That's right.
Fantastic.
We have the Abbas and Ibis stores.
Okay, yes, Abbas and Ibis stores, yep, fantastic. Which are the stores in the communities, remote communities? And, it's very important that this is important space there when we're talking about. What about the freight side of things? I mean, like you said make things cheaper. Freight is a big issue too, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, that's one of the challenges of operating operating businesses in remote communities. It's very expensive to move product to those locations, and it's a challenge for everyone. But that's something that, fortunately, at the moment we have the Queensland Government freight subsidy for remote communities, and we're very pleased to be able to offer that at our supermarkets, and we've signed on for that. So for a series of lines, there are a 20% discount applied, and that's a Queensland Government initiative. But it's helping with freight, the cost of freight, but more needs, that needs to be continued, because it's just really difficult for community to afford healthy food if there are other costs too.
Well, fantastic. Well, this is a start, you know, so very important. And look, a great concept, great idea, and a team effort, I would say, in more ways than one. But thank you for your yarn, Melinda, and all the best to your team, your staff, and keep doing it. Let's get our babies healthy from the get-go.
Thank you, Trevor.
You take care. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, eh?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Melinda. There it is. That's Melinda Hammond. Her name is CEQ, Nutrition and Health Manager. CEQ champions Healthy Start of the First Nations Infants with Baby Food Range Overhaul. And CEQ, acronym for Community Enterprise Queensland. And under that umbrella is ABIS and IBIS. And a lot of mob up there in the Cape and Torres Straits know of ABIS and IBIS. But it's about having a healthy start when life begins with good nutrition. And that's something that they're taking very seriously, is what Melinda said, which is fantastic. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. Deadly program, National Talk Black. And that deadly number is 1-800-422-416. But if you're on the shy side, nah, don't act, you mob. You're not shy. You can text, brother. 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn that way. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Delhi track there, My Land, the Pig Broom Brothers, here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, that is. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Baronga Festival released first artist announcements. And the theme this year is It's Deadly. So there it is, Baronga Festival, and date claiming you mob, Friday, June 6th to Monday, 9th of June. So not so long away. And we're going to catch up and have a yarn there with Jay Miller, one of the Indigenous artists performing there. We have Jay Miller on the line. Jay Miller, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yes, well, name is Jay Miller. I'm from Darwin, Northern Territory, and I'm a proud member of the Marinungu mob from Litchfield National Park in Bachelor Region.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, big shout out to your mob. Thank you very much. And look, congratulations, brother, performing at Baronga Festival. Is this your first time performing?
This is actually my second time performing. So the first time was last year, and that was my first time last year performing. It was, amazing, amazing atmosphere. We had all the mob there. It was a three-day event from sports to cultural workshops to music and entertainment, and that was deadly. Now, this year coming will be a joint show with my younger brother, Young Miller.
Good.
To be on the stage and share that in Baronga again, it's going to be deadly.
Fantastic, my brother. So leading the way, younger brother come to join you, and you were so deadly last year, they brought you back, bruh.
Last year was one of my best, like my favorite shows to date, I reckon.
Yeah.
Different vibe, and it's always good touching base with mob and community too.
So when we talk about Jay Miller, we're talking about Indigenous artists solo, or is that a band, or and what sort of work, what sort of genre do you do, my brother?
Yeah, so Jay Miller, I'm a solo artist.
Okay. I've
been making hip hop music for the past 10 years. Traveling in and out of regional towns and remote communities, but also every other city in the country, and doing workshops with all the kids as well. So it's not just music that I'm performing or hip-hop storytelling songs. It's actually teaching kids to express their own emotions through writing stories and sharing their stories through a piece of paper and just writing their emotions down.
Good, brother.
We are channeling a lot more than just creating music and doing shows now.
So where did it start for you, brother? Did you wake up one morning and just grabbed a microphone and started doing your stuff, or did you have a vision? Or tell us your story there, brother, Joe Miller.
Yeah, so I don't know, actually, just straight after school, about 10 years ago now. long time ago. Now, as soon as I turned 17, 18
Uncle Jay
years
Miller.
Old,
Uncle Jay Miller now.
Papa Jay Miller.
Papa, shut up. So, and what happened, brother? And tell us your story.
Straight after school, I started just doing rap videos on Facebook and social media. And just posting, you know, a little bit of like, you know, 30 seconds to a minute of rap videos. And people started sharing it throughout NT, throughout Queensland Way. And the name just kind of grew on social media, online. And then I thought, hey, bruh, all these mob really liking what I'm, you know, rapping about. You know, and at the time it was pretty gammon, now that I think of it. Little young one just starting.
Yeah, but then I jumped into the gammon then gave you a good platform now.
I know. But it all started from 10 years ago when I fresh out of school, just wanting to do some rap music, and then now I'm traveling the country and helping all the other kids for generational change.
Yeah, beautiful. Now you also finished finished working on a song with the Barunga community. Can you tell us about that, please, brother?
So the Barunga song, we're not doing a theme song for them, but we've made a song so that the kids can perform at Barunga Festival, whether it's before my show, halftime through our show, or even at the end of it. We want the kids and the locals to be involved with their own festival that they call Barunga Festival.
Yes. Beautiful.
So I got the female, and we're still trying to find a couple more rappers to do some rap lyrics.
Okay.
But the song is basically about the entire Barunga statement. And it's about who Barunga are, what they stand for, and the morals they have. Mm. And it's also about just generational change, breaking cycles, and channeling music for therapy.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
Inspiring the community, having the elders as their self-esteem, and passing it down to their younger cousins. And all the kids are the main role models now. So the song is just about breaking cycles and being that generational change role model figure.
Brother, you're touching lives, and enjoying the touching is what I'm picking up, Gus. Which is deadly, brother. And so it's like a massage I'm picking up in regarding your songs and your music, brother.
No, deadly. Thank you for that.
Good.
But it's all about these kids now. It's all about the youth. It's all about the younger ones.
Yes.
So as long as we've got mob to guide these young ones through the right path, they can do whatever they want to do and be whoever they want to be.
Too deadly, brother. You motivate the motivator. I'm inspired, brother. Look, too deadly, brother. Got me fired up out of my tree.
That's what it's all about. We're all here to uplift each other.
Well, exactly.
You know?
Too deadly, brother. Too deadly. Now, some of your songs, My People, as well as Unlock the System, and you got one here, Boomerang, which I'm about to play before I let you go. So give us the background, Boomerang, and the story behind that, brother.
Nah, deadly. So, Boomerang is like, it's a song about karma. Well, I say this, but it's a song about karma the effect of karma. What goes around comes back around.
Yes.
And that's the exact same motion when a boomerang is thrown,
Yes.
So what you give, what you say is what you kind of get back, and what you give is what you take. So it's about basically a good side of karma and bad side of karma. But it's all about just staying on a straight narrow, mainly the chorus. And then the rap verses, I just went different on it.
Well, brother, I'm picking up what you're putting down. So you're not putting down a stick, brother. You're putting out a boomerang. And when you talk about what you put out comes back. So the message is, my brother, especially to our young ones, give out good and good will come back, bro.
100%.
Yeah,
definitely.
Deadly.
And that's how life should be, really.
Exactly. Brother, listen, congratulations. Second time, Barunga Festival, to the Deadly Mob out there, June 6th to Monday 9 June. So do check it out. And, brother, break a leg is what we say. Do your stuff. Enjoy that journey. Be deadly, my brother. We're going to go to your song now, Boomerang. Jay Miller, thank you for the yarn. Look after your young brother and enjoy the journey, brother, right?
Dadley, thank you, Mob. Mad love. I appreciate it.
Take care, Brass. Oh.
Ma, take care.
Dadley Yarn there, and that's Jay Miller performing, Indigenous artist performing at Barunga Festival. So look, take a listen of his Dadley track here, Boomerang. Do enjoy. This is your Dadley program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number to Yarn, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your Dadley program. It is your program, Murray, just steering it. That's all I'm doing. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Here's Jay Miller with Boomerang.
It's who you know, and I know someone. See what we just overcome, we must be the chosen ones.
Okay.
When I'm feeling low, I get high, roll me some. Hit that on the first night, that's a hole in one. Give a damn when they envy me, they ain't matching this energy. Building up my legacy, I'm in the lab with this chemistry. The MVP, I'm back up and it's lit. From that get-go, I didn't quit. Now they all know I'm legit. I come with open hands, I'm spreading love, I do the most I can. That girl did my brody wrong, now he's a broken man. I'm guru moved to all this hate, I gotta focus, man. How you talking down on me when you standing on stolen land? Rumor has it I'm the main, standing on my business, you know how I do my thing. They all manipulate and politic, that's proper shame. What goes around comes around like a boomerang. Working, you're wasting my time. Looking for what? Looking for signs. Making a stack when I'm busting a rhyme. When I began, I came in divine. Remember the time, had nothing to shine.
Nothing to shine.
I'm hustling, taking over like the government. I get to action, jumping in. My cousin out here thugging it. Like what now? Which way? They too fake, can't stand it. I'm up now and I'm here to stay. By true God, they gammon. Through my eyes, I'm the main. Standing on my business, you know how I do my thing. They all manipulate and politic, that's proper shame.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
1-3-1-0-8, ring, ring. Kasa try my luck, press the old button. But when I end up with my last $2,
you go, sorry one.
I'm at a sabeng go buy game inside my wallet. I should be at a stop house and listen for my home.
Why you will travel when you go cash in my house?
Say I will go back home, I get a suspension now.
You mean a dead meat man?
I know me think about God, but now I pray about Lord. You gotta please help me, Lord. Cause I got feeling my clothes.
Bobby Dilly down the road. One day my balla become rust, become me go PC. My old man speak stop, my suda mata lisi. But how I make it strong headed, then I come my slow dark. I should have matter stop out, look now I not a high spark.
Trouble when you go catch him out.
Say hi, walk about, go, you get this suspense now.
You mean a dead meat, man.
I don't be think about God, but now I pray about Lord. You gotta please help me, Lord. Cause I got feeling my clothes go be delayed on the road.
Yeah, that's Koku Man and that daily title. I should be listening. I hope you mob are listening. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in your dingy country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily title here, Murray Gummers. From local legends to international ambassadors, the Murray Gummers, a powerhouse of First Nations talent, have dominated the Queensland Murray Carnival and Mackay All Blacks Carnival for 3 years straight. But 2025 is their biggest year yet. They've been invited by Samoa NRL to take on the international stage. Their junior and women's squad will proudly represent our culture, community and spirit across Pacific. But they can't do it alone. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now. We've got Jacinta McAvoy-Gaya, Jara Kaya McAvoy-Turpin, and Layla Geck. Got them on the line, and a very good morning to them. Hello, you there? Hello, ladies.
Hello, yes, we're here.
How are you all?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, we're good. We're good,
good, good, good. So we got Jacinta.
Yep.
Yep. Jara Kaya.
Yeah, I'm here.
And Layla.
Hello.
Well, how deadly are you, sisters?
Yeah, we're pretty deadly.
Thank
pretty
you. Deadly. Shut your mouth. Kick it to me. Kick it to me. So, look, tell us your journey. So where are your base? First of all, Jacinta, who your mob were you from, sister?
Hey, so I'm a proud Kalali, Wanganjangalingu and Waka Waka woman.
Yes.
All my family's from down southeast Queensland and central Queensland. And we got Jerakiah here.
That's your sister?
That's my daughter, my eldest daughter, yeah.
Well, shut up, mother and daughter playing on the field.
Yeah, so her family's up there. She's Pukutaipa and Barbara Mirinji, Mamu girl. So that's her country up there in Cairns. We're based here in Townsville at the moment.
Okay, rightio. So mother and daughter playing league. So before you get on the field, you tell that daughter, make sure she clean her room before she gets on the field. You know, shut up. You can still do the mother thing. Yeah, that's good. And Layla, who your mob were you from, Sissy?
Yeah, I'm from Jabakai Mob, so up in Karanda.
Oh, Jabakai, yes.
Queensland.
Yes.
Just outside Cairns, sorry, up in Queensland.
Yeah, yeah, too deadly.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, so did you all play in the same team?
Yeah, we do.
We've all played alongside each other.
Where was that? Was that in the Mackay All Blacks Carnival first?
I coached that, and Jerakai and Layla's played together, and then these were both the captains of the 3 years that we've won undefeated. Layla and Jerakai has been the captains for them team. So
yeah, sorry, we'll just repeat that: the 3 years where you've won and been undefeated.
Yep.
Shut up.
Layla and Jerakai has been the captains.
Too deadly. And then from Mackay All Blacks Carnival, you went to the Queensland Murray Carnival.
So we started originally in Brisbane at the QMC Murray Carnival in 2022, and that had a range of girls coming from up in the Cape, Northern Territory, Palm Island.
Yes.
That's where it originated from, Palm Island, when they had the young Barracudettes girls.
Yes.
And everyone just wanted to play with us, so we ended up changing the name to Murray Gummers then.
Mm.
And we had some girls from Cherbourg and Toowoomba in Northern New South Wales. So we've got women from everywhere that plays for us then. For us, and in 2022 we won down there undefeated.
But then
2023 we had four junior girls teams. Three compete in Brisbane and one compete in Mackay. and they took both carnivals out.
It's like you're just putting a kettle on and having a cup of tea. It sounded like so easy for you, mob, undefeated, winning carnivals left, right, and centre. Shut up.
True. And then last year we had one of our biggest years. We had our first ever women. So all the girls that have started in Murray Gummers since 2022 have gone into women. So we did our first ever women's, and out of eight teams in the Murray Carnival, we finished third above, you know, how many other women's teams. For the first ever time, we finished third, which was good. We made semi-finals.
Yes.
And then our juniors, under-16s and under-18s girls took out, and they took the trophy home this last year.
Oh, deadly.
Yeah.
Deadly. And they say, you know, Gummers can do anything.
Absolutely.
Represent. Now, what are you doing? Are you going to Samoa, are you, for carnival over there? Is that right?
Yeah, so we've been invited to Samoa by NRL Samoa, and we leave on the 30th of August, and we stay over there till the 11th. The girls will be playing in both Savai and Apia at Apia Park.
Yeah.
We're the first ever Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander grassroots women's team, and young girls. Yeah. We've got a 17, under-17s and a women's going over to play. And because a lot of the girls over there, they don't play, or they're not privy to have, you know, that sort of cultural exchange with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So it's going to be all new to them, and vice versa. It's going to be new to our girls also. So a lot of our girls are still in the process, especially, you know, from Yarrabah and Palm Island and Cherbourg and Wooree, getting their passports and that. So it's going to be an eye-opener. We've been invited to a few villages in Savai and in the main island where Apia. So we've got we've been invited to a few villages, and we're going to be attending churches and their feastings and things like that. Beautiful. So it's going to be a big cultural
exchange as well. Yes.
Yeah.
So you're ready to go shake a leg there, do your thing over there as well?
I don't know. These girls might be doing hula.
Yeah, shake it, don't break it.
Go, Kyle.
Yes. You got it. Hey, that's not your walk. That's not your hip. So listen, with that, girls, when you just look, I said Gummers can do anything. I mean, when you look at rugby league as a sport, for example, and we just had the New South Wales Queensland State of Origin, unfortunately the Blues won, but whatever, you know. There's an opportunity
they need some Murray Gummers on there.
That's what I'm just going to say. They need a bit of colour there. So the NRL W would be then looking at you guys playing in these tournaments. Because there's scouts that are looking at you, girls. You've been stepping up. Before you know it, you're playing for Parramatta or playing for the Cowboys, or, you know, doors can open. And before you know it, a $600,000 contract, sister. Which way?
Which way?
You know. That's right. Well, congratulations, girls. I'm so proud of you. And too deadly.
Thank
and doors
you.
Can open up.
Thank you.
So you got a jobs on top of that, don't you? What do you do work-wise, girls?
I'm a full-time property manager for an Aboriginal corporation out in Cairns.
Okay.
We're looking for an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people into affordable housing.
Affordable housing, okay.
Looking after them and that type of thing.
Good,
so I
yes.
do that full-time now.
Yep.
Yeah, Kyle?
I just finished a TAFE course for engineering.
Good.
Too deadly,
yep. And which way, Mum?
I'm a project officer. I've been a project officer for 6 years now. So
deadly.
I was, working for a big organisation. Now I've come back to community grassroots and,
good.
Yeah, doing a lot of their projects and stuff like that. So I'm doing that. So,
so
working and, you know, all the girls are workers and, you know, a lot of the mums, we've got some mums that are coming. So we've got full-time mums and workers and, you know, outside of work is
beautiful.
Us trying to fundraise money and get the girls over there, you know.
So how can people offer? Can they have you got a GoFundMe page, or how do people help donate?
Yeah, so if you go onto Google and Google Murray Gummers, M-U-R-R-I, Gummers, D-U-M-M-A-Z.
A-Z.
We've got a GoFundMe page there, and all the funds go towards our flights.
Good, okay.
We also do have Flight Center. They're one of our sponsors. On the 30th of May, down in Brisbane, we're going to be playing in a carnival, like our game, sorry, I should say, where we verse Flight Center. So they've offered us out.
If you win, you get free flights.
Get
your own private jet. Get your own private jet.
Yeah,
I said win that game, get a private jet, and you become a Donald Trump fan.
Yeah, we'll come pick you up then.
Shut up.
And we've got Bo De La Cruz is going to come on.
Ah, Sister Bo, yes. Good.
Yeah, and we're versing Flight Center. And we also got another event, a NAIDOC Gala down in Brisbane on the 5th of July, where we're going to have people like, he's a singer, his name is Say True God. I don't know if you know him.
Say True God?
Yeah, that's his stage name.
Oh, no, I haven't come across the brother.
Yeah, so he's an Aboriginal, and I think he's Polynesian also. And he's going to be performing down there.
Yes.
And we've got some Samoan performers and singers, and John T. Blair, one of the comedians.
Yes, too deadly.
And the former Lord Mayor of Brisbane, he's going to be doing our auction. So we've been donated a yidiki from JW Didgeridoos.
Yes.
And, so we've been, if any artists or craftsmanship want to donate, or if anyone want to donate vouchers or, you know, things like that, anybody, like, you know, black businesses or whatnot, we do have an auctioneer who's going to be doing it, the former Lord Mayor Graham Quirk from in Brisbane.
Yes.
He's going to do the auction for us that night, and you got VIP tickets. So it's like we're going to do, and all funds raised goes towards the girls to get over to Samoa.
Yeah.
And,
you mob should get in touch with the NRL. They should be supporting you, honestly.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can try and get in touch with them and get them to...
Yeah, if they're listening, hello. This is grassroots here. Yep. Well, good yarning with you, ladies. Congratulations to Deadly. Big shout-out to the team.
Do you want to say anything, you girls?
Which way?
I play front row.
We appreciate everyone's support already. And
yeah.
The girls, I know the girls are keen. I'm keen.
Good.
So let's just get to Samoa.
Yeah, too Deadly.
I'm very keen to play since I started playing in 2022 under 15s at Murray Carnival.
Yes.
And I'm ready to lead another win this year for our girls.
Yeah, good.
Captain.
Good.
Hey, who's the big captain?
Too deadly. Represent. Well, you lean from the front, and whether you like it or not, my sisters, you are now mentors for our young sisters living their lives. So just keep doing what you're doing. You are leading the way. So proud of you. When you get to the top, don't forget us.
No, we don't.
Shut up. We know where you live. Don't act. All right, too deadly, ladies. Thank you for your yarn. All the best, eh?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Jacinta McAvoy Gaia, Jarakaya McAvoy Turpin, and Layla Geck. And that's a mother and daughter, and plus a young sister there, and undefeated, playing rugby league in many carnivals. And now they're off to Samoa in regarding the carnival over there. So it looked fantastic. They kick butt in Mackay All Blacks Carnival, and also Queensland Murray Carnival knockouts as well. So look, too deadly. And NRL should be looking at these girls in regards to scouting, looking at opportunities, and paving the way for them. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Don't forget that GoFundMe page. Help and support those young sisters. Murray Gummers. Google that. Murray Gummers, MURRIGUMMAZ. Murray Gummers at outlook.com. And chuck some coin there. If we all threw a dollar each, there you go. And they'll be flying there and back to Delhi. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416. With that, let's go to Chris Phillips. My people, do enjoy.
My people, Aboriginal people. What we're fighting for. We are the original people of this land. Custodians. My people, Aboriginal people across the land. Don't forget what we're fighting for.
my people, Aboriginal people. Don't forget what we're fighting for. The Aboriginal people of the land. Custodians. My people, Aboriginal people across the land. Don't forget what we're fighting for. Now, well, there comes the war. One, two, all the government law. When they've been denying us for so long, with a language and dances in a cultural song. My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We are the original people of the land. We are custodians. Hey, my people.
Yeah, Too Deadly, You Are My People. And that deadly track there, My People, My People. Chris Phillips here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to News, National Radio Service. All right, going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, and her name is Tanya Shackleton. And look, she's a sister moving from Sydney up here in Cairns and starting work tomorrow in the tourist industry with the Deadly Company that I'm associated with, and that's Reef Unlimited. And with Reef Unlimited underneath that umbrella, we have the Big Cat Cruises goes Green Island full day, half day. Millennium goes to Fitzroy Island full day, half day. Reef Magic has got a pontoon that sits out on the reef, $7 million pontoon. And we also have got a vessel called Dreamtime Diver Snorkel, Indigenous product. So non-Indigenous company, invested in Indigenous tourism, and do a lot of work there. And we work closely with traditional owners here, especially Yarrabah, Gurganji Sea Country. And a big shout out to Yarrabah. Thank you very much for all the work that we do together and providing work opportunities for our black people. And this young lady, Tanya, is 1 year sneeze away from being a marine biologist. So she's doing her studies and now scored a job with us, or I would say with Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime and Dive and Snorkel. But in actual fact, we scored having her. In fact, that's how deadly she is. But we're going to have a yarn with her and talk about her story. And a very good morning to Tanya. How are you, my sister?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Sissy, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yes, so I know I'm studying to be a marine biologist, yes. But my people actually are freshwater people. So we come from Ngunnawal down in Canberra area. Mm. So that's where my nan comes from, my maternal side. Mm. And my paternal side of my mum's family still, she comes from Anawan, which is in Yarrala, and also Walget, which is on Gamilaroi.
All right, fantastic.
Well. So that's where her dad comes
from. So freshwater from. People, but here you are in the big ocean.
Yeah.
Where I always talk about one of the longest living things on planet Earth, the Great Barrier Reef, with the longest living culture at the table. That's a beautiful fit.
Yeah,
and you being a First Nation person, now going to work on country, and big shout out, Gurganji Sea Country, with Reef Unlimited, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So you're starting tomorrow, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Be working as a cultural guide, working with the company, and tell us about your studies. You got 1 year to go regarding marine biologists. Tell us about that journey and where's that been done in regard to that degree.
Okay, so it all started. I actually didn't really like studying at all when I was in high school and whatnot. It wasn't till after high school I became a dental assistant through TAFE. Then I actually enjoyed studying because it's doing something that I wanted to do. So after I became a dental assistant, didn't really like that, so I studied my certificate too in animal care at Taronga Zoo, Sydney.
Mm.
And my teacher that I had, she was really, really amazing. Her name is Marina, actually, and she was a marine biologist.
Okay.
And she basically treated me so differently to how other people have treated me in the past with education.
Mm.
And she believed in me and she saw something in me. So from then, I thought I'd go to uni. I didn't even finish high school, but okay. Now I'm planning on going to uni. So I studied.
Who was this lady? That
her name is Marina. So I met her. She was my Taronga Zoo teacher.
Okay.
Basically, I studied at Taronga Zoo,
okay.
Taronga Training Institute, it was called.
Yes.
So she was my Cert 2 teacher there. So she encouraged me to do uni, and I did, and I fell in love with it. And I first started off working with terrestrial animals, so I became a zookeeper.
Mm.
But more I studied into uni, I changed my degree into marine biology just because everything comes from the ocean. And why did NASA stop studying the ocean when there's still so much to be studied?
And when you say you're studying the ocean, when you're talking NASA, I believe that the ocean is still unexplored. Space is still unexplored. And here we live on Mother Earth, and when you look at two-thirds of the Earth is water.
Yeah.
And also when you look at, like on land, Mount Everest, biggest mm-hmm. mountain in the world, what have you, there's Mount Everest is below the ocean.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Right. So yeah, in the Mariana Trench.
Exactly, yeah. So so here you are studying. So 3 years you've done, and you're one more year, is that right?
Yeah, so 2 years I've done so
okay,
far.
Years,
I have 1 year to go.
To go.
So I studied or started off my degree at the University of Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
I did a couple years there, and because of this job, I decided to move up to Cairns.
Yes.
And I changed to JCU in Townsville, James Cook University.
Yes.
Townsville. So.
And when does that start to finish your last 12 months of study?
So that starts September 15th.
September. Okay,
so that's fantastic. My first day going back. So it should be good. It's one of the best places in the world, I heard, to do marine biology. It's right smack bam in the middle of the Great Barrier Reef. And that's where I want to be, that's what I want to specialize in. We don't really have coral or anything like that down in Sydney, so water's a bit too cold for that.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, congratulations. That's too deadly, my sister, and becoming a marine biologist. Do you know of other First Nation marine biologists?
I don't, actually, apart from that one girl that we met not too long ago.
Yeah, young Natalie, who works with the company.
Yeah.
And that deadly sister, who she only just found out recently has got connection to mob. She's light skinned, but she found out she got connection.
Yeah.
So she's still finding her ways regarding her connection. But we claim her. There's a marine biologist there, sister,
of
you know.
I'm claiming
and now
her.
You're about to join that that rank.
Yeah.
So while you're studying, do your due diligence and find out if there are other black marine biologists.
Yeah.
That'd be good to know.
Yeah. Create a network. Or even people that are thinking about joining that industry. I love teaching and I love helping.
Good.
I started teaching not too long ago, actually, maybe about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At Sydney Zoo. I was a culture guide there. And that opened so many doors with me teaching about culture and adding in biological science, I guess.
Yes.
Mixing that in with culture. I mean, we were the first scientists. We were the first astronomers.
First professors, exactly.
That's right.
In
we're
all
the first
fields.
Everything. Yeah. Exactly. So why not add culture into my talks, you know?
Yeah.
So I love teaching. Anyone that's wants to connect or anything, they're able to contact me. Mm. I do have social media.
Sure.
And I do post videos explaining different animal species a lot, their importances to culture, I guess, as well. Some cultural practices, what my people used to do down south, we were very big on agriculture. So we taught all of the East Coast, basically down there, how to do agriculture and how to do that functionally and sustainably as well.
Yes.
So big on planting and everything. So I like talking about that too.
Fantastic. And when you talk about our culture, we talk about the Great Barrier Reef, we talk about tourism. I always paint it this way, paint the picture. Come out and travel with us, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel, Reef Unlimited. Go and see the Great Barrier Reef.
Mm-hmm.
Do diving snorkeling.
Yeah.
Hang out with Nemo.
Yeah.
But get a cultural experience as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can connect with it so much deeper
exactly.
as well and understand I don't know how my brain works. I understand science more.
Yeah, good.
When I talk more about culture, just, I don't know, we made everything easier everyone. I don't know why they don't listen to us.
Well, and I will say this, you find in professionals across the globe, if not this country, are now reaching out to First Nation people in regard to their field, whether it be mining, whether it be medical, or whether it be marine biologists, they're reaching out to our black people who
are, as they should.
Well, congratulations, my sister. Enjoy your journey.
Yeah.
Please keep in touch, and we'll be watching your progress very closely.
Thank you.
And in 4 months' time, you start your last year as a marine biologist.
Yeah.
12 months thereafter, become a marine biologist.
Yeah.
And Murray going to make sure you stay there and complete it.
I will. Don't worry. I'm actually. I want to flog you.
Shut up. But we need more black
got
successes.
Five hidings today.
Shut up, knuckle. My sister, good yarning with you. Enjoy your journey, and we'll keep in touch. You keep smiling. Have a good day, my sister.
Thank you, Uncle. You too.
Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there, and that's Tanya Shackleton, her name is. And she's from down that way in Sydney. And look, come this way. So fantastic. And starting her job with Reef Unlimited. So fantastic. And a big shout out to all our black crew working with the company and the vision for the future is having black divers, black snorkelers, black marine biologists, black skippers, black coxswains, all the above. So great opportunity. And doing our bit up here in Far North Queensland regarding Indigenous employment in the tourist industry. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off. I thank you very much for your company. But stay tuned. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So don't touch that, touch that dial. Thank you for your yarn, your mob. Good yarn with you. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll talk soon. Too deadly.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.